Hunting, buying, selling, and trapping wildlife. It's a multi-billion dollar industry worldwide. But these wild animals often harbor pathogens that can jump to humans and make us sick. And new research shows that that happens a lot. NPR's Jonathan Lambert explains.
In 2003, dozens of Midwesterners got sick with fever and painful lesions. It turned out to be Mpox, the first outbreak outside of Africa. At first, epidemiologists weren't sure how it got here, but some sleuthing led them to a local pet store. Colin Carlson is a disease ecologist at Yale University.
What happened was pet traders imported some African rodents. Those rodents spread the virus to prairie dogs, and then somebody brought home prairie dogs, and that started the outbreak.
This is one of many examples of how disease-causing microbes or pathogens can spill over from wild animals to humans. Ebola outbreaks can be sparked by contact with bats, HIV likely jumped to humans from hunted primates, and several studies suggest the COVID-19 pandemic started in a market where animals like raccoon dogs and civets were sold in close quarters.
COVID should be enough for us to say wildlife trade is a source of risk.
But he says a lot of what's known about that risk comes from these anecdotal examples. That makes it hard to answer bigger questions like,
where does that risk sit relative to other drivers like climate change? Is wildlife trade the big thing we should be worrying about?
So the researchers set out to answer a simple question. Do traded species share more viruses with humans than non-traded ones? That requires a lot of data.
We have spent the last few years building this huge atlas of every virus that we know about in vertebrates. And when we see one of those viruses move from animals to humans, that's a sure sign that something has happened.
They found that 41% of traded mammals shared at least one pathogen with humans. Just 6% of non-traded species shared a pathogen. That suggests the wildlife trade is a major route for spillover. That wasn't surprising to Kevin Olival. He's a disease ecologist at the University of Hawaii.
This reinforces kind of what we've already known, but it's a nice sort of robust statistical approach to show that.
The team found that species typically sold at markets alive as opposed to dead tended to share more viruses. And trading illegal species like pangolins or many primates was riskier too. Perhaps that's because of looser safety protocols, like not requiring mask use.
The people who work in these markets often work in very poor conditions, right? That seems to be accelerating spillover.
Another accelerant, time itself. The researchers found that for every decade a species spends in the wildlife trade, another pathogen makes the leap.
Really spending time in close contact with animals for, you know, years at a time pretty much ensures that their pathogens are going to be our pathogens sooner or later.
That risk can be minimized, for instance, by imposing stricter safety standards at markets. And individuals can lessen the risk too, Carlson says, by thinking twice before buying that exotic critter at the pet store. Jonathan Lambert, NPR News.